Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host, and joining me this morning, best-selling author Adam Makos. He is here to talk about his new book called Devotion, an epic story of heroism, friendship, and sacrifice. How are you this morning, Adam?
Doing great. Thanks for having me, Twanda.
You're welcome. Well, you've been working on this book so long. It has to be like so important to you and so near and dear to your heart. Tell us why you wanted to do this sort of book.
Well, it is near and dear. I've spent about 7 years. The last three, I've been at my desk just writing and writing and writing for about 900 days in a row. You have to love the story to do that. And I do. I love these two heroes. I discovered this story back in 2007. I was a young magazine writer looking for the next big thing. Mm-hmm. And I met this hero named Tom Hudner in a hotel lobby in Washington, D.C., and I discovered this incredible act of heroism he had done back in the Korean War. But I didn't know much about the Korean War. It was a mystery. All I knew was MASH. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so I was not only drawn to this story and this act of heroism and this friendship that we'll talk about, but also I wanted to give a face to the Korean War because mm-hmm. it's a mystery to us Americans.
That's true. It's very true. We don't. My grandfather served in the Korean War, and you know, he would still have flashbacks about things that happened, and he showed us pictures and all of that. But you know, the things that he told us, I think probably I would not repeat. But you know, it is a war that is a mystery to us. It really is. It really, and why we were there, you know, it was just different at that time. So talk about the story, this beautiful story between Tom Hudner and Jesse Brown.
They were unlikely friends for 1950, but they became friends for all time. Mm-hmm. They were from different worlds, really. So you had, for example, Tom Hudner was from the country club scene of New England. He was a blue blood, you know, he was supposed to go to Harvard, mm-hmm. inherit the family business. You know, these days we would say he was the 1%. Instead, he gave it all up to become a Navy fighter pilot, to do the most dangerous job in the world in the years soon after World War II, when it was still a scary world. I mean, the Soviet Union was spreading. Everyone thought this nuclear war was going to happen. It was not the white picket fence time that we envision. Mm-hmm. The other half of the story is our other hero, Jesse Brown. He couldn't have come from a further world than Tom. Jesse was growing up in a sharecropper's field, so he would farm the fields barefoot in southern Mississippi near Hattiesburg. And when an aircraft would fly overhead, Jesse would see it and he would say, "I'm going to fly someday, and I'm going to fly for the U.S. Navy." Mm. Now, this was before the Tuskegee Airmen of World War II. And the Navy had never had an African-American fighter pilot before. And so what Jesse was saying was to his fellow sharecroppers, it was like he was saying, "I'm going to go to the moon." It seemed impossible. Mm-hmm. But through his personality, through his perseverance, through the lessons his parents taught him, he was able to succeed where all others had failed. And in 1949, he became the first African-American Navy carrier pilot.
Wow.
And he and Tom Hudner were put together in the same squadron, and a friendship was born.
Unlikely friendship, actually.
Mm-hmm. It certainly was, but both men were bonded by patriotism, and that was, it wasn't apparent to me at first. I didn't say anywhere in the book that, oh, they always pledged allegiance to the flag and they sang the national anthem. Their patriotism was revealed through their actions. Tom, of course, gave up his silver spoon lifestyle to do the most dangerous job in the world. Mm-hmm. And Jesse just wanted to serve a country that wouldn't serve him if he walked into a restaurant or
True.
A bar.
True. Amazing, amazing. Talk about the missions that these two ended up flying.
Well, their climactic mission came at this harrowing battle in 1950. We had thought we had the Korean War won. We had thought we had pushed the North Koreans over the border when suddenly we woke up and the newspaper said 10,000 U.S. Marines are surrounded in North Korea. Mm. And they were surrounded by 100,000 Chinese soldiers. So if you picture, if we woke up today and we turned on the news and we heard that 10,000 of our guys were surrounded in Afghanistan by 100,000 of the enemy, and they were threatening the destruction of these guys. That was the state of national emergency that it was, at a place called the Chosen Reservoir. But these Marines had a lifeline. They had Tom and Jesse overhead. And Tom and Jesse would come in from their carrier, and they would give air support to these guys and buy them another day. That's how Jesse was shot down. He was hit by a bullet from the ground. It hit his oil tank. His engine seized up, and he made a crash landing far behind enemy lines. It was a violent crash, and he was trapped in the burning wreckage of his plane. It looked like the first African-American aviator was going to die far from home, alone on that mountainside.
That's an amazing story. Of course, Tom had to make a decision on whether to save his friend and or watch him die.
Exactly. It was the hardest decision. I shouldn't say it was the hardest decision. It was the most dangerous decision of his life. And he made it very quickly. Now, when he looked down, he saw Jesse stuck in this airplane. He saw the smoke. He saw Jesse struggling. He knew Jesse was his friend, but he also knew Jesse was a husband. You know, he was married to his high school sweetheart, Daisy. And he had a young daughter, Pamela, who was 2 years old. And so Jesse meant so much to Tom that he said, without really thinking beyond that, he said, "I'm going in." It had never been attempted before. It has never been attempted since. Tom steered his plane down toward the mountainside, kept his wheels up, and he crash-landed a perfectly good Corsair fighter on the mountainside, and it skidded to a halt and stopped right alongside of Jesse's plane.
Wow. That's a wow.
Yeah.
And so he pulled him out.
Well, I almost don't even want to spoil what happened on the mountainside, but he got out into the snow, Tom did, and he set off to rescue Jesse. It was, they say, history's most audacious one-man rescue mission.
Wow.
And you know, it really was for the nation back in 1950. We won't spoil what happened, but let's just say that President Truman had integrated or desegregated the military in 1948, and there were a lot of people who said white men and black men will never fight together, they'll never fight side by side, it can't work. And Truman said it's possible. And that day on the mountainside, Tom Hudner and Jesse Brown gave America an example that would inspire the nation, and President Truman would award Tom a Medal of Honor, the Medal of Honor, because it proved everything he set out to do, and it brought together people of 1950, and I think it can inspire the people of 2015.
That's amazing. That is amazing. So you met Tom Hudner. How old is he now?
He is living up in Concord, Massachusetts. He's now 91 years old.
Yeah.
He's still the sharpest guy, handsome. He's got those icy blue eyes. And when he puts on his blazer and he goes out to a ceremony, he's not eager to wear the medal. He's not a show-off. He's a very humble man. But when he wears that Medal of Honor around his neck, and you hear the story of his friendship with Jesse Brown, you'll never forget it. It stays with you, and I hope this book will have the same effect with readers.
So what happened to Jesse Brown? I mean, is he still alive?
Well, I'm afraid Jesse Brown is gone now, and his wife, Daisy, helped us with the book, and she died in 2014.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so we had wonderful insight from Jesse's brothers, from his wife, from the squadron mates who flew with him, and we were able to piece together this incredible life of this incredible pioneer. So many people focus on Jackie Robinson and Joe Lewis and as pioneers, and the Tuskegee Airmen, of course. But Jesse Brown broke the Navy color barrier by himself. The Tuskegee Airmen, there were hundreds of them. Jesse did it alone. And he's a forgotten pioneer. So I hope devotion will bring his story to life, and it'll give us an example. We need to make these men household names.
Yes. Yes, because, I mean, we've never heard of those names.
No.
Never heard of those names.
And Jesse and Tom did more to give us the military that's fighting today, to give us the race relations in the military, which is an inspiration for our larger society. We need to look to the military because they're leading the way. And we focus so much on comic book heroes. Mm. These are two guys. These are two real superheroes.
Flesh and blood. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Said it.
So Adam, talk about, if you will, the travels. How many people did you have to touch in the years that you've been trying to write this book, or you writing this book? Your travels and the different people that you met along the way.
Well, Dwanda, as I was writing Devotion, I worked with The Greatest Generation. Now, we interviewed about maybe 50 or 60 mm-hmm. People connected to Tom and Jesse's story. We often forget that The Greatest Generation didn't fight just one war. We know about World War II, but they were called back to fight Korea.
That's right.
And I believe they won the Korean War. Today, 50 million South Koreans live in freedom, thanks to them. Mm-hmm. And so this book took me around the world. I went to, of course, Hattiesburg, where Jesse's from, and Massachusetts, where Tom is from. Mm-hmm. I went to Cannes, France, where these young men went on training maneuvers, and where they landed and enjoyed the beach and had fun in the sun before the Korean War came. So I retraced their footsteps, and then I followed them back to the Korean War and into North Korea. I actually went to North Korea to research this book, and my mother wasn't thrilled by it. But I love these guys, and you only get one chance to honor them. We have to turn them into household names, and so I'd go to the ends of the earth to do that.
But you were safe in North Korea, correct? Were you?
Yeah. Okay. I was very safe because Tom Hudner was with me.
Mm, okay.
And we went together. And we talk about it a little bit in Devotion. Mm-hmm. It's mostly the story of the friendship between Tom and Jesse, and we take you into the cockpit, and we show you the bravery of these men. But I was safe because I was in his shadow.
But you also, what you're not saying is, in writing this book, you met with presidents, you had tea with Prince Charles, you accompanied a special forces raid in Iraq. How was that?
Well,
you did a lot of great things.
Well, thank you. It's I have never served in the military. I'm just a writer. Mm-hmm. But I have so much admiration for young men about my age. I'm 34. And so younger guys than me are fighting and serving. And so I just want to get out of my easy chair or get away from the desk and step into their footprints to just do my best to understand the life they've lived, so I can communicate it to the readers. And again, Devotion's a true story. And it's just been the honor of my life to get to tell this story.
Fascinating story. Just in time for the holidays. I give books during the holidays. I'm that auntie. But this is just such a wonderful story. Tell folks how they can, first of all, find the book and then learn more about you, Adam Makos.
Well, thank you. The book just came out about a week ago, so it's fresh off the presses, and it's in bookstores everywhere. Mm-hmm. Again, it's Devotion, and it will open your eyes to these forgotten heroes. It will open your eyes to a forgotten war. And at the end, I think people will just, when you see a Korean War veteran come up to you with that ball cap that says Korea,
yeah.
Before we didn't know what it meant, now a man like your grandfather, you know, you're going to want to go up and give him a hug
mm-hmm.
because you're going to say, how did I not know about this heroism? My website, Twanda, is adammakos.com, and I'm on Facebook under adammakos.com. And I just encourage people to give this story a try. It's not World War II, but it will inspire you, and it will stay with you.
I really believe it will. Did you let anybody that's currently in the military read the book before you released it?
Oh, yeah. A number of my friends and test readers are current mm-hmm. active duty people. So they get it first, and we make sure it's the history is solid and the terminology is mm-hmm. right. And it's just been wonderful because women and men, young and old, have been loving this book. So when you look at the reviews on Amazon and on Goodreads, people are just saying, It's inspiring them, and they're saying, how did I not know the names Tom Hudner and Jesse Brown?
Right.
And so we're going to change that. We're going to change it together.
Yeah, I'm hoping that, you know, there'll be some introduction into our educational system about these two heroes.
That's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they teach a lot of different things now. And kids come home and you're like, you're learning what?
Well, I think we need to give our kids new heroes.
Yes.
And
yes,
I think we can look back to the past and guide our way to the future.
Absolutely. The name of the book is Devotion, An Epic Story of Heroism, Friendship, and Sacrifice. The author is Adam Makos. M-A-K-O-S is his last name. Thank you so much for joining us, Adam.
Thanks for having me, Twanda.